This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific achievements that are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because it is open mic on Science Fantastic. Here's your chance to get to the phones and call 612-564-8135. Ask that question that you've always been wanting to ask. And no question is too dumb or too stupid, because some of those questions are the most profound of all. Years ago, there was a 23-year-old gentleman who asked himself a simple question. Why doesn't the moon fall? I mean, an apple falls, right? Well, does the moon fall like an apple? Well, that sounds like a stupid question, right? It took him a few years to solve that problem, but when he did, he came up with the theory of gravity, a theory of mechanics, which in turn gave us, eventually, the Industrial Revolution. His name was Sir Isaac Newton. Starting with that stupid question about the falling moon, he was able to calculate the motion of the planets around the sun. Yes, the moon does fall. The moon is in free fall. It doesn't hit the Earth, of course, because the Earth is round and the moon curves around the Earth. But the moon falls like an apple. And when that apple fell on his estate, he changed world history. From that comes mechanics, the ability to predict the motion of objects. Think about that. The Industrial Revolution, machines, and all the wonders of the modern age, a byproduct of Newton's laws of motion. Starting with a stupid question, does the moon also fall? And also go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I'll be in a book tour promoting my book, The Future of Humanity. Just a while ago, Elon Musk of SpaceX made history, the most powerful rocket in human history, blasted off from Cape Canaveral, funded by private enterprise. That's right. We taxpayers didn't pay anything for the Falcon Heavy rocket, which is capable of going to the moon. In fact, next year, NASA has its own booster rocket, the SLS booster rocket, which will take the Orion spacecraft on an automatic journey to the moon. After that, humans will be sent back to the moon. All this excitement indicates a new space age. And if you want to find out more about this, about going to Mars, about going to the other planets, get a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity, and maybe I'll be passing through a city next to you, signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, well, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Jacob Whited from Front Royal, Virginia, and I am wondering, how will the human race progress if we experience a solar storm and all of our electronics are shut off or incapacitated from such a solar storm? I would really love to know the answer to this. Thank you.
Okay, well, you asked something which actually has disturbed a lot of physicists, but has made a lot of congressmen snicker and laugh at us. We're talking about perhaps a repeat of the gigantic solar storm of 1859, the Carrington event. Believe it or not, in 1859, at the very birth of the electric age, when we had telegraph wires and telescopes, an astronomer named Carrington observed a huge solar flare of a size never seen before that streamed out of the sun headed for the planet Earth. Yes, a few hours later, it hit the Earth and created havoc in the weather patterns of the entire planet. First of all, the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights, which is usually seen in Norway and the Arctic, was seen as far south as Cuba. In fact, the people of Cuba could even read the newspaper at night by the light of the Northern Lights. Telegraph wires were just coming in 1859. Many of these telegraph wires burst into flames or all of a sudden started up without anyone pushing the on button because they were electrified by the enormous amount of energy in the atmosphere. Well, given these eyewitness accounts, we physicists can go backwards and then calculate the energy necessary to create a solar flare that could blanket all of the northern hemisphere. And we were shocked. Absolutely shocked, because if it were to happen again, property damage would be on the order of $2 trillion. That's trillion with a T, not a B. $2 trillion, an estimate by physicists. What would happen? First of all, you would have electromagnetic pulse, which would knock out power stations, and we would have no power, meaning that there would be blackouts over most of North America. Well, rescue crews, are they going to come in? No, because they're also wiped out. In fact, other towns where they have rescue crews and backup facilities, they would be knocked out as well. And it means that, for example, commerce would come to a halt. Much of commerce is done through credit cards, through the internet. That's going to be wiped out. Electronics is going to be wiped out. In fact, many of our satellites in outer space are also going to experience electromagnetic pulse. They will be short-circuited, and the internet will go down. With the internet going down, with credit card transactions coming to a halt, commerce comes to a halt, and then in a few days, you're going to have food riots. Food riots because refrigerators are going to go out. How long will your food be edible, if your power goes out? Well, a few days, right? That means food riots. Food riots are going to take place, but no food is coming because even the farms where the food is grown are going to be knocked out. Factories where the food is processed is going to be knocked out. In other words, we're talking about a real mess. So we went to Congress and asked for a pittance, a few million dollars, to begin the process of reinforcing our power stations, building redundant systems, building shielding for our satellites. And what response do we get? Laughter. The giggle factor. Congressman would simply giggle. What? This is something out of Buck Rogers. This is something out of science fiction. No, it actually happened in 1859. Unfortunately, politicians today were not alive in 1859 to witness it, and so they simply laugh. Now, could it happen again? Well, it almost did happen in 2013. We now track these things. We look at the sun, not from a distance, but with satellites, with our telescopes, we track these things, and we realize that the sun is constantly emitting gigantic solar flares, coronal mass discharges, and we are like a sitting duck where the sun is shooting bullets at us. Most of the time, the bullets miss. But these bullets are whizzing past the Earth all the time. In 2013, one bullet almost hit the Earth. And so you realize that a catastrophic megastorm, a solar megastorm, is in fact possible. It's happened in the past. In fact, it's happened throughout human history. For thousands and thousands of years, these things have happened. But we didn't have electronics. We didn't have radio, television, radar. We didn't have any of that stuff until recently. And that's why if it happened again, we're in deep doo-doo. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on the station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call because the lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. When the recording comes on, leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from. And hey, perhaps you can get on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a call about a gigantic solar flare. Can it happen again? Well, the solar flare of 1859 was so powerful that if it were to happen today, with our knowledge and our dependency on the internet, our dependency on computers, it would throw us back 150 years into the past. Think for a moment the way our ancestors lived. When they wanted to go to the market, they would go by wagon. When they wanted to talk to their next door neighbors, they would yell out the window. It was a hard life before the coming of machines and electricity. Now, think of what's going to happen if we wipe it all out. Think of what happens if there is no electricity. There are no modern machines powered by electricity. We're going to be in deep straits. What are the chances? We don't know. But one estimate is that in 10 years' time, there's a 1 in 8 chance of another catastrophic Carrington event, capable of causing trillions of dollars in property damage. And what are we doing about it? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. We physicists say it's inevitable in the electronic age that we're going to be hitting another Carrington event. But we're not doing anything about it except laugh and giggle. Thank our Congress for that. Okay, well, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
This is Kurt Manwaring calling from Salt Lake City via Twitter. I would like to know what the advantages and disadvantages are of trying to present complicated science to a general audience.
Well, you ask a very interesting question. First of all, there are benefits to explaining complex science to the average person. For example, nuclear power. Nuclear power is rather sophisticated, but you don't have to be a nuclear physicist to understand the dynamics of it, but it is complicated. The advantage is that, well, our future energy mix may depend upon the average person making decisions about whether or not they want a nuclear power plant in their backyard. Now, at the present time, Wall Street and market forces are determining the future of nuclear. Nuclear energy is getting more expensive. It's getting subject to breakdowns. It takes years and years to build a nuclear power plant. And as a consequence, Wall Street is skittish about nuclear energy, uranium energy. But there's something coming down the pike called fusion power. It is also nuclear, but it's not based on uranium. Now, why is that important? Uranium creates waste, enormous quantities of waste and heat. That heat goes into a meltdown. That's why we had that horrible accident in Chernobyl in 1986 in Russia, and recently in Japan at Fukushima. And waste products are radioactive for millions of years. You're stuck with the waste for millions of years. But fusion power is clean. It has almost no nuclear waste and cannot melt down. But the public is going to have to decide whether or not we want to go with fusion power once fusion power becomes commercially available in the next few decades. Next, we have another complex technology, and that is the space program going to Mars. At first, you may say to yourself, we don't have to spend $400 billion going to the red planet. True, but prices have been dropping. And therefore, this high-tech device, this Mars rocket, becomes economically feasible because of the dropping cost of hardware. India, a developing nation, successfully sent a probe to Mars just a few years ago. That's the cost that has been dropping for space travel. And so anyway, the point I'm raising is something very simple. We're going to be surrounded by high-tech discoveries, by biotechnology and medicine, nanotechnology, artificial intelligence, and it's worth it to try to explain these complex technologies to the average person. If you don't, then the average person is going to be in the voting booth voting on these technologies without the slightest clue as to what these technologies are all about. Now, I'm a physicist. Some of my colleagues say to me, why bother to interact with the public? Because the public has no understanding of science anyway, and it's a useless cause. Well, I don't think it's a useless cause, because ultimately the taxpayers will decide how far to push biotechnology, how far we want to explore outer space, and do we want nuclear energy in our backyard. So all these questions are fair game if somebody explains it to them in common language. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
My name is Brandon Bagley. I'm calling from Waterford, California. And my question is, are computers going to continue getting faster?
Well, you ask the $100,000 question that is dogging Silicon Valley. We have something called Moore's Law, which has given us all the wondrous technology surrounding us. Moore's Law simply says that computer power doubles every 18 months. And like clockwork, it has doubled, meaning that every Christmas, your toys are twice as powerful as last year's Christmas presents on average. That cannot last. Nothing lasts forever, including Moore's Law. What's going to happen is the collapse of Moore's Law. It's slowing down, by the way. Even now, you can talk to physicists who will say that, yes, Our ability to put transistors on that silicon wafer is slowing down. One day it will stop, and we have to go to the next generation of computers, but none of them are ready for prime time. We're talking about quantum computers, quantum dot computers, atomic computers, protein computers, DNA computers, optical computers, none of which can replace silicon. So we're in a bind. And that is, we're used to Moore's Law. We're used to the fact that things just get better and better and better every year. But what happens when our computers are not as powerful or just as powerful as they were last year? Would you upgrade? Would you buy a new computer knowing that all the computers that surround you are just as powerful as last year's computers? Probably not. And that could create a recession. That is an economic impact. And so we physicists are obviously, furiously, trying to perfect the next generation of computers, the successor to silicon. Now, what do we have so far? Very little. We have all those different kinds of computers that I just mentioned, but they're experimental. They're not ready for prime time. Let's take the most promising, quantum computers. Quantum computers compute on individual atoms, but atoms are really hard to manipulate. I mean, think about that, right? Atoms, you can't even see an atom. And here we are computing on atoms. So what's the problem with quantum computers? Vibrations, distortions. If somebody sneezes a block away, that tiny vibration would be enough to disturb the electrons and protons in an atom that make up a quantum computer. Now, what's the simplest quantum computer? The simplest quantum computer is nothing but an atom in a magnetic field. Like a spinning top, it points up or down. If it points up, that can be 1. If it points down, that could be 0. And so binary arithmetic is possible by putting atoms in a magnetic field. But atoms are even more sophisticated than that. They can assume mixtures of zeros and one. Now, that defies common sense, but hey, that's just the way it is. Sorry about that. It turns out that at the atomic level, you can have mixtures of up and down in terms of spin. That means your computational ability is vastly accelerated and widened because you no longer are confined with zeros and one. You can use a half, a third, a fifth. You can use fractions to look at the state of a system. So you can see that quantum computers are much better and more powerful than ordinary computers, even though they don't really exist except as experimental prototypes. Even the CIA is interested. The CIA knows that a quantum computer is so powerful, it can crack the code of any other computer, and that's why even the CIA is getting in the game of a quantum computer. Well, let's take a short break, and afterwards we're going to continue with Open Mic on Science Fantastic. Stay tuned.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. It's open mic on Science Fantastic. Here's your chance to get on national radio. Ask that question that you've always been wondering to ask. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, because it gives you my tour schedule. Because I'll perhaps be signing your copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity, Humanity in Outer Space. Because we are entering a new space age. A new age where the cost of rockets is dropped to the point where even a billionaire by the name of Elon Musk, even a private billionaire can create his own booster rocket capable of taking us to the moon and perhaps even Mars beyond that. So find out what all the excitement is about as we enter a new space age by getting a copy of my book out February 20th. The book is called The Future of Humanity. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi there, my name's Jacob Marble. I'm calling from Petaluma, California. I'm not listening to the radio. I actually saw you put a tweet out asking people to call in with questions. And my question would be, do you think it'll be possible one day for us to actually, for lack of a better word, speak to animals? I think that a lot of us already feel that we do, in the way that we look at their eyes, the way that they respond to questions and gestures. Specifically dogs and cats, I suppose, would be the most common breeds, period. But across the board, I'm just curious how you feel about our ability in the future to actually communicate on a more personal, one-to-one basis with animals in general. Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question, which actually I address in my book, The Future of the Mind. Because the obvious question is, what is conscious? That is, we are conscious, we think, we're self-aware, but what about animals? Are animals conscious? Can we talk to animals? Well, there's a debate among scientists. Most scientists would say that animals are not conscious. But you see, I have a different point of view. I define consciousness as the ability to create a model of yourself in space and time. So by that definition, even a thermostat has a little bit of consciousness because it tries to calculate the temperature in its environment. So I say that a thermostat has one unit of consciousness. A plant has maybe 10 units of consciousness or so. It has to understand humidity, water, moisture, the temperature, the seasons, the direction of gravity, all of that. Even a seed in a plant has to understand. Then you go to level one consciousness, which is that of an alligator. I would say that, yes, alligators are conscious because they have to understand space. They have to understand where they're located and where their prey is located with respect to their position in space. Then we have social animals like dogs, cats, especially dogs, and wolves. And they have an amygdala, that is a part of the brain, which is a social brain. The limbic system governs emotions and understands social hierarchy. These are social animals. And so you have to know your place in social society, not just your place in physical reality. Then the question is, and here's the big question now, what is human consciousness? What separates us from the animals? Are we the same as animals, or are we much different? Most scientists would say that we are conscious, but animals are not. I don't think so. Let's take a short break, and afterwards I'll try to answer the question, why are we different from the animals? What separates us from the animal kingdom? And once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The number to call is
612-561-3535. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can always get right to us by calling 612-564-8135 and leaving your comment or question about science. When we last left off, we had a question about animals. One day, will we be able to talk to them? First, we have to even ask a simpler question. Are they even conscious? Or are we simply talking to something that has no consciousness at all? There's nothing there upstairs. Well, I don't think so. I think that even a thermostat is conscious to a degree. And I think that humans have a different kind of consciousness. That is, we understand time. Let's do an experiment. Talk to your dog or cat tonight and teach them the meaning of tomorrow. Well, very quickly you find out you can't. Animals do not understand time. They don't understand tomorrow. We do. We humans constantly think about time. We're thinking about the future. We're mulling over the past. We're daydreaming. What is daydreaming? Creating imaginary worlds in time. We are obsessed with time. And I think that's why human consciousness is different from animal consciousness. Now, is it possible to communicate with animals? Yes, but their vocabulary is rather low. For example, for a Discovery Channel documentary, I once swam with dolphins. Yes, there was a swimming pool full of dolphins, and I put on my bathing trunks, and I swam with dolphins, and then we tape recorded all the chirps and sounds they made. By looking at the tape recorder and analyzing by computer, you can actually calculate that dolphins have an intelligent language. How do we do that? Take a look at English. The letter E is the most common symbol in the English language. In fact, every consonant, every syllable, every vowel has a certain set of frequencies that are being used, E being the most commonly used symbol in the English language. So from that, you can create a hierarchy of different symbols as used by human speech. For example, Shakespeare would use a different set and different frequencies of these symbols, and thereby you can even track essays to find out who really wrote these essays. Now, when you do this with animals, you find a similar pattern. When we took the pattern of the chirps and whistles of dolphins, sure enough, a computer found the pattern. But then as you go down the evolutionary scale, the language gets more and more primitive until you go down to insects, and then the language pretty much disappears almost altogether. Now, even insects have a language, When they talk to each other, they exchange chemicals and electrical signals, but their vocabulary is rather limited. However, dogs, cats, they have a much more sophisticated vocabulary, and one of these days, perhaps we'll learn how to communicate with them. I once saw an experiment done by my roommate. My roommate in college took a course in anthropology, and he learned the sign language of rhesus monkeys. Certain things are obvious to a rhesus monkey. When a rhesus monkey, for example, beats its chest, that means danger, watch out, I'm angry, I'm itching for a fight. If you pull grass, pulling grass means I'm peaceful. I'm minding my own business, just pulling grass. So my roommate went to the first rhesus monkey and gave the signal, I am your friend. I am your friend. So he made a friend of the first rhesus monkey. Then he went to the second cage and said, I am your enemy. I'm going to hurt you. And of course, the second monkey became very agitated. And then when the two rhesus monkeys looked at each other, they realized, oh my God, he's his friends, but my enemy. And so what did the rhesus monkeys do? They fought with each other. So just by learning the sign language of rhesus monkeys, he was able to start them fighting. Now, the point I'm raising is something very simple, and that is animals do have a language, however, that consists of maybe on the order of 50, 80 words maximum. But there is a language there. We can learn that language, but certain concepts they cannot understand, like the concept of tomorrow. For them, it's all instinct. They don't plan. It just happens, like hibernating. Animals do not plan to hibernate. It gets cold, and they just get sleepy, and they hibernate. Most of their behavior is governed by instinct. So one day, will we be able to talk to animals? To a degree, yes. I think with computers, we'll decipher the limited language of animals and talk to them, just like my roommate talked to the rhesus monkeys. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. The number to call, once again, is 612-564-8135.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
To you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal, so why don't you get to the phones and call 612-564-8135. And why should we scientists have all the fun? Why don't you jump in and be part of the fun by calling our hotline number, 612-564-8135. And if you've been following the news, you know that we are entering a new exploration, a new age of exploration, a new golden age of space travel. Just recently, Elon Musk of SpaceX, using private funding, sent the largest rocket on the planet Earth into outer space, a reusable rocket that can be used again a second time, paving the way for going back to the moon and on to Mars. And so we're witnessing a new space age. So find out more about this by getting a copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity, Humanity in Outer Space Among the Stars. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and you can find out if I'm going to be passing through a city next to you, signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. Okay, moving right along, let's take the next listener phone call.
My name is Tawana. I'm calling from Troy, Ohio. And my question is, what makes us human?
Well, that's a tall order. The question is, what makes us human? Well, for example, let's take a look at the human brain and compare the human brain with the brain of animals. The back of the brain is a so-called reptilian brain. That's the brain of reptiles, the brain of balance, territoriality, aggression, food. That's at the very back of the brain, which we share with the reptiles. The center of the brain is the so-called monkey brain, the limbic brain, the brain of emotion, the brain of social animals, because dogs, cats, and monkeys, well, they have a social aspect to their life. And that's why the center of the brain is called the limbic brain, the social brain. So evolution says that the brain evolves from the back to the front. So we started with a reptilian brain toward the back, and then gradually the brain evolved toward the front, making possible emotions and social structures and a very complicated society. But then, where does that leave humans? We have the prefrontal cortex, the front part of the brain. And what does that govern? Time. It governs our understanding of our time, because animals do not understand tomorrow, as I mentioned. Animals do not understand time, while we do. Now, when we brain scan the brain when it is daydreaming, what is the brain doing when it's daydreaming? Well, it's of course daydreaming about the future, musing about the future. However, when the brain scan analyzes what we're doing, we're actually analyzing the past. We're analyzing memories in order to extrapolate into the future. That's how we predict the future, by going over the past. So memory is a very important component of the brain. Now, what about animals? Animals do not have much of a memory. They do not access their memory in order to think about the future, because they don't think about the future for the most part. And some psychologists have proposed the outrageous theory that that's why we have a very advanced memory, but animals don't. Animals don't have much of a memory because they don't need one. We need it because we project into the future. We constantly scheme. We constantly fantasize, daydream about the future. We daydream about a life even beyond our death. That's how far into the future we can daydream. Animals don't. That's one feature. And of course, some people would say that animals are distinct from humans because we're social. We care about each other. We love each other. We have the golden rule. But hey, animals have some of that too. Animals also care for each other. Animals have a nurturing instinct. But when it comes to time, that's where we excel in time, but animals don't. Okay, well, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
My name is Robert Dozier. I'm calling from Vallejo, California. My question is, if Mars is not within the Goldilocks zone, what is the point of even thinking about trying to colonize it and having Earth people, humanity, living on it? If living there is impossible. Thank you.
Well, you ask a very important question. First of all, the Goldilocks zone is that golden zone around the sun where we can have liquid water oceans. If the Earth were too close to the sun, the oceans would boil. If the Earth is too far from the sun, the oceans turn to ice. So to have liquid water, which is the amniotic fluid of life where DNA got off the ground, to have liquid water, you have to have the sun and the Earth at a certain distance from each other, called the Goldilocks zone. Now, Mars is at the edge of the Goldilocks zone. Therefore, if we were to terraform Mars, we would have to give it a kick. It will not by itself become a Garden of Eden. However, many scientists have seriously looked at what it would take to begin the process of terraforming Mars. First, you would have to inject methane gas to start an artificial greenhouse effect on the planet Mars. Methane is 20 times better than carbon dioxide as a greenhouse gas. And then you would have to have satellites orbiting Mars, putting sunlight, beaming sunlight onto the polar ice caps, melting the ice caps. That might do it. By melting the polar ice caps, then water in liquid form will flow as it hasn't for billions of years on the planet Mars. And then that makes possible agriculture. Agriculture that will create carbon dioxide, will create more oxygen from carbon dioxide, create foods for colonists. Agriculture can get started once the polar ice caps are melted. Well, for more, get a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity, where we have a whole chapter discussing what it would take and how long to begin the process of colonizing Mars.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.